Welcome to the Whiskey Congress. Honest, open talk dedicated to speaking the truth to those who are open to hearing it. Black, white, right, left. Most importantly, honest, bold, and fueled by good whiskey. In Whiskey Veritas, we are Whiskey Congress. Join the evolution.
All right, we're back at Whiskey Congress.
Shut up, Jim. Just shut up
right now. No, I will not do that.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I will not. All right, so anyway, you know, a lot of debate, some agreement, some disagreement, but that's all good. Let's talk about some other stuff, though, man.
I think we ended up, oddly enough, after all that conversation on the last show, we ended up in the same place, right? We ended up
where I think we needed
to be.
We don't have to agree. We're all good.
No, we don't have to agree, but I think we ended up right where we needed to be.
In that same spot. Right.
You're hard-headed sometimes. You just, you know, take a little bit of, you know.
Don't act like you're needing. Guiding me to wisdom. All right.
I was.
All right.
I was.
You go on.
It's okay.
That. All right. Speaking of guiding to wisdom, let's talk about our boy Alex Jones.
Alejandro.
Alex Jones has been called out for his line of supplements, and so he put the video out, and you sent it to me, where he basically shows, look at me on supplements, look at me off supplements, and the only difference I saw was a spray tan.
Was the tan and the supplements, right?
Okay.
Like, literally, like, it was, in the one picture, he didn't have the Jug-O supplements, right? And then in the other picture, he had a tan and the Jug-O supplements. So it was, and it's just like his body is weird, right? Like, he's got that.
See, here's why I object to that statement, because his body's kind of like mine, right?
Your body's like a wonderland.
And my body is not like a wonderland. My body's like a thick, chesty guy who needs to eat fewer chicken wings and more salads. I see Alex Jones with the shirt off, and I'm like, all right, I'm a little, I'll take the best bench press challenge with him any day of the week, but.
Bench press challenge?
With Alex Jones and me?
Oh, yeah.
No, what? Not with you. Fuck.
Oh.
You crazy? Sorry. Am I crazy? Or sorry, do you
call,
think I'm
call,
crazy?
Call Dave from Philly. Let's see how
that goes. Let's see. Well, all right, so.
I'll stop.
You know what? You're being mean to someone who's
not
here.
I'm not being mean.
To someone who's not here.
I'm not being mean. It was a bet.
All right, you're being realistic.
It was a bet, okay?
Well, no, it wasn't a bet. It was him being stupid in the dry, right? So, all right, catching people up.
We don't have to catch them.
No, let's not.
Long story short, there was a situation. We had a fan, a friend, a very good man. Our man, Dave from Philly, was in town. We met up. We got together. We had some wonderful
steaks.
Why do we have steaks?
Because you want a bet that destroyed the country, but good for you.
I did. Oh, my God. Best
good on
worst
you.
Steaks ever.
Good on you, Steve.
Good job, Steve. Good job. Oh, my God.
Steve bet that Trump would win in a moment of frustration with Dave running his mouth.
No, it wasn't. Like,
it was frustration. You were annoyed that Dave wouldn't stop yapping at you.
No, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
Jim, I had told you for a long time that I was uncomfortable with the fact that this guy could win, right?
Yes, you did say that.
That was back old show, old apartment.
Yes.
Sitting at your dining room table.
Yes.
And I'm like, I think, you know, this is real. And you're just like, well, you're an asshole. I'm like, all right, fine.
I don't think I said you were an asshole. I said you were wrong.
Maybe hyperbole.
All right.
But either way, right? And then
yes.
Dave
yes.
bet me, right? And I think the bet with me and Dave happened in your attic, old place Lakewood.
No, the bet happened after that show, but I was not part of the bet.
No. I agree. But I'm saying when he and I bet, it was...
You were in... Oh, we were recording in my attic, right?
Okay. Because... When I first said I think this thing with Trump is real, we recorded like in your
absolutely
dining
absolutely,
room.
Yeah.
And then we moved up to the attic.
Depending on temperature, yes. Right. Now we have our own studio, Steve.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Ballin'.
With a gun on the wall and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Gun, whiskey bottles, a bookcase.
Mm-hmm.
See us on YouTube.
So he and I bet. I won the bet. Dave came into town. Mm-hmm.
I bought my own dinner, but I joined you.
And we had wine, very good wine. I can't remember what it was. I'm sure he does, and he's going to punch me in the face because I didn't remember it and say it the right way with the proper French accent, but very good bottle of wine, and then we had some whiskey, and then we
came back to
back
my house,
your place, which you have very West Coast NWA style. You have a bench, a red bench,
straight out of Cleveland,
in your garage. And
dude, you just gave me NWA cred. I'm not going
to
walk away from
right.
that.
Right. And Dave wanted to show me how much he could bench. And it
was. There was 2.25 on the bar. He tried to bench it. We basically pulled it away from him.
That's not. No, that's not. He did it, I think, a couple times, right?
No.
2, 3?
No.
He did it a couple
no.
times. He did it.
Sure. We'll give him that.
He did it 2 or 3 times. And I may have gotten on the bench and done it more than a couple times.
While doing bicycles with your legs. Yes, you did. He actually
That's you being a dick. I'm just trying to what? Give I'm just trying to give general parameters of the story. You're making
it bad. Let's move on. Yes, you bicycled while doing 2.25. We'll give Dave credit for 3 reps.
See you soon, David.
Yes. We'll hear from you. Any of you can reach out to us at Whiskey Congress on Twitter and other.
Hey, and if you come to town, apparently we'll go to dinner with you and drink with you and work out.
You buy a steak. So. You buy Steve a steak.
It's a real nice time.
We'll have a bench off. What? How do we get on this? I mentioned benching something.
Because I'm an asshole.
That has a lot to do with it. I'm not going to defend you on that. All right. So Alex Jones and supplements, for crying out loud. It was Alex Jones looking like me God. Is how we got here. So Alex Jones has a
just
supplement.
Take your shirt off and apparently no. If you take your shirt off and hold up a bottle of whatever supplement you have, you could sell the shit out of it, right?
If I spray tan myself, apparently. God.
All
right.
All of it awful.
It was awful. You know what? Let's move on because
here's the one thing I would say.
I'm hitting the eject button right now.
I do want to say this one thing. Listen, I'm a guy, I've worked out. My dad started me working out when I was 11 years old, maybe 12, and it started off with a knockoff Solo Flex. Right? It wasn't the actual. It was we had like a Joe Weider, like
was it the Bowflex?
No, it wasn't a Bowflex, but it was like the Joe Weider version of a Solo Flex.
All right, right? I remember that existed.
It had rubber. It had the bands, rubber bands, right? Like they were like very thick rubber bands, and that's how I started working out. I used that and a stair stepper, right? I do the stair stepper for like 45 minutes at a time every day.
You know who made a career out of that?
What's his name? Defensive end for Buffalo.
Bruce Smith. Yep.
Yeah.
That was his entire workout.
That's part of why I did it,
right? Really?
Just because he was in Muscle and Fitness in like 1992. I was just like, oh, well, look at that. Me and Bruce Smith doing the same workout.
Yeah.
I would use that knockoff Solo Flex thing. And my dad listens to this podcast. So, Dad, if you remember the name of the machine that we had with the stair stepper attached, we lived in a duplex. I remember in Youngstown. It was a duplex. We were upstairs, and it was out on like it had like an enclosed porch. It was like lead paint and like crank windows. But
all right,
and I'm out there like working out, and I think I was old enough to not be affected by lead paint, but that's another conversation. And I would be out
there. I would disagree based on the last episode.
Right, I would be out there on the stair stepper, just fucking grinding it out right during the summer. Right, like so, I'm on an enclosed porch with horrible ventilation, possibly lead paint, one window open. And, like, kids are like, hey, Steve, you want to come down? No, I'm working out. Anyway, so that's how I started, okay?
What's funny to me is my first workout set was a Joe Weider sand-filled barbell.
Joe Weider was the man.
He was.
He was the man. All
so,
things fitness.
So you and I have
so
the Joe Weider.
That's how I started working out. And then comes high school and then college and then, you know, working out just for health and became a personal trainer for a short period of time. And then, you know, law school, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Now I'm a powerlifter. All that being said, I have a lot of experience with supplements, right? Protein powders, BCAAs, creatine, all that. Supplements are not regulated by the FDA, as you well know,
yet.
Given what you do. Yet, but it's been 40 fucking years.
They've been talking about it. It's going to happen for 20 years plus, right. And it has not yet.
Okay. So that being said, supplements are not regulated by the FDA. And even if they were, that doesn't mean a whole lot, right? Because a lot of times with the FDA, it's about how much money you can pump into that organization to get what you need. But we won't go down that road.
Yeah, that's a dark place for you to go. For me, it is, yes.
And it'll put me to sleep. But what I will tell you is supplements in and of themselves aren't too dangerous. Some of the stuff, they've banned a lot of things that could be dangerous. Most of the stuff that's out there is just a lot of junk, right? It junks up your system.
Or does nothing.
It does absolutely nothing. Well, that's what I mean. It just junks. It just gives you, you know, $100 piss. You know, you take it in, you ingest it, and then it gets you piss it out.
Right.
And so whenever you're taking supplements, right, I don't care if it's Alex Jones or Muscle Tech or whatever, you know, Steven Jim supplement of the world, it comes down to quality. You know more about this than I do. I use Labdor. Labdor.com, and you know they're not paying us.
Yeah,
should talk to them. But I use Labdor. That's how they're allegedly an independent company that check the quality and veracity of the different supplements that are out there. And you go in, you go to the website, you punch in whatever supplement that it is that you're taking, and if they haven't tested it, then you can send them a sample and they'll test it, and they'll compare it to what's on the label. And they'll tell you that whatever's on the label is true or accurate, and or you can ask them for a definition. Like, I don't know what phenylacetyl acid is or whatever. You know, pick a random ingredient. And they'll give you an explanation of what that is. And is it safe? And does it make sense for you to take it based off what your goals are? That's what I use. There have absolutely been things that I've ran through Labdor that I'm just like, nope, not taking that anymore. And there's been other things that people say are bad. Like my multivitamin of choice is Animal Pack. Animal Pack it's a bunch of different pills. I think it's like 12 pills in a little plastic baggie.
Is that a GNC
thing? It's made by Universal.
All right.
Universal Nutrition.
Because I'm looking for a new multivitamin.
It's just a multivitamin. The only thing about Animal Pack is that on the thing, it tells you, on the container, it tells you to take 2 packs a day, which is too much because it's like 12 pills, but I take one. So instead of taking 24 pills, I take 12. So I take half of the recommended serving, but it's a quality multivitamin, gives me everything I need. My numbers seem to make sense in terms of like blood work, and I don't have any deficiencies, so it's fine. But my point being is that's how you check supplements. So back to Alex Jones. He's selling a bunch of bullshit, right?
I don't know what you mean, Steve.
You run Alex Jones supplements through Labdor, and they fail all the tests. Right, like Labdor is just like, this is garbage. Don't buy it,
Steve. You're just saying that because you're part of the deep state.
Okay, well, I'll give you some deep nuts. I'll give you some deep dick down your throat. How about that, Alex Jones? Oh. How about that gruff voice?
How the fuck up? You derailed my impression.
Right,
and I love doing Alex Jones. You know, I love doing Alex Jones. We're Bill Squire down at Alex Jones.
But my point is, no, when it comes to supplements, don't let somebody...
It's the Wild West, right?
There's good things out there. Protect yourself, right? Using something like Labdor, using a lab to like test it, at least figure out what the fuck is in it, and getting definitions of things are how you do it. If you're not willing to take that extra step to figure out what you're taking, then maybe you should really rethink taking supplements in the first place, right?
True. I mean, I could go on. Like I said, if I talk the FDA aspect and the whole regulatory aspect, I will put you to sleep and anyone who has still listened to us to this point. Maybe we can put that as a side rant someday if people ask for it. But no one will. I understand. Stop it. Stop.
Maybe they will.
Yeah, maybe they will. Yeah, you know what?
Our audience is growing.
I so see through you. Our audience is growing. You son of a bitch.
Someone may ask you to, son of a for bitch. You to do that.
All right. Anyway.
And when they do, you will come calling.
You know, that's a different discussion. We when heavy politics in the first and you know world politics the first half of the show the first show. We've had some fun with Alex Jones. He's kind of Alex Jones. You want to talk about Ezekiel Elliott and his suspension?
I do. And here's the thing. So Ezekiel Elliott, former Ohio State running back, current Dallas Cowboy running back, offensive rookie of the year last year in the NFL. He was a monster. He was very effective.
Love showing his abs in his uniform. You got great abs. Hey, if I had that, I'd do it too.
If you had them,
I don't.
If you had them, you would be sitting here shirtless.
When I was 21, I did not have them, and right. I don't
if
now.
If you had them, would you be wearing a shirt right now?
I would cut it off. Like Ezekiel?
If you were sitting here right now.
No.
If you were sitting here right now in a cut-off shirt,
I
wouldn't be here.
If I could go Brad Pitt in Troy during the show, I would do
that. Brad Pitt anything.
Or Fight Club. All right. Anyway, yes. Ezekiel Elliott is a ripped beast.
So, beyond his physique, he had a great year in the NFL last year, but he had some trouble, and this goes back to before he was even with the Cowboys. I think this he had been drafted, and either right before the draft or shortly thereafter the draft, his ex-girlfriend accused him of domestic violence. She had bruises. She called the police. Now, I guess there's some evidence that she had said she wanted to ruin his career. There are witnesses who said that the bruises that she showed the police came from a bar fight that she was in, either that night or earlier, you know, the night before. And so, you know, Zeke Elliott claimed that, you know, like, hey, listen, I didn't do this. This is from a bar fight. You've got a witness who says it. And NFL investigated, you know, over a year and decided to come down with a heavy 6-game suspension. Now, in the NFL, that's a big deal because there's only 16 games. Six games
right.
is a lot. A lot of people are outraged by it. They go to the, you know, Josh Bryant, the kicker for the New York Giants. He was arrested for domestic violence and accused of domestic violence. And he ended up only being suspended for a game. And then the Giants let him back on the team. And he ultimately ended up being kicked off the team and suspended indefinitely. And he's out of the league. But it's still, their initial reaction was not the appropriate one. And the NFL has an issue. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is that the NFL has an issue with consistency when it comes to discipline. Right? Like they have a CBA. They have a contract, an agreement that says when you do X, you get suspended for this amount of time. But then they do these year-long investigations. And then they do this inconsistent sort of deal of, we're going to punish you arbitrarily for 6 games. How did you come to that conclusion, right? And it's a big secretive process.
I mean, look at the whole thing with Tom Brady a couple years back, right? Tom Brady was accused of
deflating balls.
Deflating
or
balls or whatever. And then it was, you know, we're suspending him for whatever period of time. That suspension got appealed. It ended up pushing back a year. You're right. The NFL's ability to handle their own business is suspect.
Well, it's suspect. And here's the reason why. They're too worried about protecting the shield and managing image. Right.
This completely true.
It's not about
That's not even something I could argue if I wanted to.
It's not. It has nothing. They take a year to figure out what they're going to do with Zeke Elliott. A lot of that had to do with, let's see how he performs on the field. What type of star power does he have? Who is he? What is he?
Now,
mean?
Do you think they came down harder because he became a star?
No, I think they came down harder because they looked at the evidence and they said it kind of looks like he beat this girl up.
Now
the problem is that it kind of looks like you beat her up, but it also, there's enough evidence to say you probably didn't.
How long was Greg Hardy suspended?
A year.
Was it a year? Okay.
He was out a year.
And then Ray Rice, which there was no doubt about that. We saw that on
Ray
video.
Ray Rice, I forget how long he was suspended.
The suspension was like short, and then the video came out and they
it
got extended, but he got left out of the league because he wasn't that good anymore.
Well, I will argue that people will say his production was dropping, but his production was pretty high, and there were plenty of teams who probably.
But he's his
well,
role.
Well, listen,
his,
I, I'm not. We're not going to argue right,
Ray Rice was,
but Ray Rice didn't get that second opportunity to come back. I'm okay with that. There are a lot of people who are upset about it. Karen Hunter, who I love, I'm a big fan of. I've had small interactions with her on Twitter.
I listened to her this week.
But
did you hear her this week?
I didn't.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this. All right, go ahead.
So she firmly believes that Ray Rice should have got another opportunity to play in the league, but he never got that opportunity. And she there's some racial connotations that she goes to there. I disagree. Here's the thing. Listen, we saw what Ray Rice did. Inexcusable, completely.
Agreed. And Agreed. Sorry.
He went through his legal process and adjudicate whatever, but I wouldn't bring him back on my team. Why would I? After what was seen and what was done, and don't give me the whole, well, Michael Vick and other guys and blah, blah, blah. No, that's not how this works. I have to make a decision for my team. I don't give a fuck about Michael Vick. I didn't bring Michael Vick back to my team, right? Like, you want me to bring Ray Rice back to my team. I'm not the one who bring, like, the only way you can give me the argument about Michael Vick is if you are saying, Philadelphia, you need to bring in Ray Rice because you brought in Michael Vick. And that argument is fucking ridiculous.
So let me tell you about...
So what happened this week?
She said her show. Yeah, we are. Because she is furious about the Colin Kaepernick situation.
And a lot of people are.
A lot of people are. There's a petition out there. And she is... Not only is she saying she will boycott the NFL for a year, she is calling for others to do so. She is asking for a one-year boycott of the NFL because of their treatment of Colin Kaepernick. Now, I think she's a very intelligent woman. I love her show. I've listened to her on 126, SiriusXM 126. Urban View.
Mm-hmm.
You're
welcome.
Yeah. No, you're right. Thank you. You pointed her out to me. And I listened to that, you know, because of we talked to Dr. Wilmer Leon, came on our show, and I need to reach back out to him.
Also
on that channel. Urban View. She's on daily, I think.
She's on every day from, and, I believe, and three to six.
I don't remember the time I listened to her. That sounds right.
It is right. Don't question me.
I'm sorry. I'm not questioning you. I'm just
questioning me when you can get into Harvard, Jim.
You keep going back to that, you son of a bitch.
It's fun and easy.
It is fun for you. You know what?
It's low-hanging fruit. I hate low-hanging fruit, I'm going to use it to beat you up.
Clearly don't hate it that much. Anyway, no, she's on kind of a crusade to say, you know, fuck the NFL. She said for the Colin Kaepernick thing. She also said for the, you know, the Redskins name and just general their disdain for... treating minorities and treating people right. She's got a point. Now, I won't boycott. Karen, I think you're awesome. We'd love to talk to you, but I don't know if I can join your protest. I'm sorry.
So here's the NFL. Well, pause, you cis male.
Oh, fuck you.
Sorry.
Good. That was a great snort, by the way. That snort was perfect. It's good. You should do the shot of shame for that.
I should.
You should call it. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
As I break the fucking computer.
Why are you throwing a computer at me? Hey, what did I do wrong?
You snorted at me. The computer survived.
Oh, my God. Coming in hot.
Damage done.
Okay. Colin Kaepernick, NFL.
Yes.
It's frustrating. And the reason why it's frustrating is... His protests, I give him credit for, and we've talked about this. We talked about this last week. But his protests, like, listen, there were a number of police officers who took inexcusable action against citizens, whether they were the perfect victim or not, whether they were innocent or they were black and they were thugs and they had criminal histories. So what? The police officers who were in a position of power did shitty things. And the impact, the result, their punishment was nothing.
Usually, yeah.
Some of them literally just got their jobs back. The cop that choked the guy, Eric Garner in New York, he got his job back plus a promotion. Other guys were completely cleared of all charges, they ended up getting their jobs back. Not all got there, but regardless, there were a number of police officers who did shitty things, and the punishment was they were criticized in the media. Period.
Right, or they went through a trial that ultimately
that's what Colin Kaepernick was protesting, and his protest was very simple. He took a knee during the national anthem. It was respectful. It harmed no one. But people were looking for a reason, right? And I think it ties back to our last show about the whole sentiment with, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Breitbart and the right-wing media They fed off of it. They're still feeding off of it, right? Breitbart sits there and they says, oh, NFL numbers are dropping. ESPN's numbers are dropping. And it's because of us. It's because of Breitbart. Because we're shining a light on their leftist ways. We're shining a light on the Colin Kaepernicks. And we're showing them, we're showing people that there's no reason you should be supporting this, right? Because you've got all these fucking nigger athletes running around making all this crazy money. And you're not making that money. And they shouldn't be because they're dumb nigger athletes, right? Like, they're not saying that, but they might as well they might as well fucking say it. So but that, like, that's a big part of the angst and the anger against Colin Kaepernick, because all he was saying was like, listen, police are killing innocent black people or unarmed black people or whatever it is. They're getting away with it. I don't agree with it, so I'm going to protest it. And how I'm going to protest it? I'm going to kneel during the national anthem. It's harmless. It literally is harmless. And then people inject their own, oh, it's against vets, it's against this, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Now, what I will say is, this is America.
Yes.
Free speech. Right to do your own thing. He did that. There was a risk there. He was going into free agency. He knew he wasn't going to re-sign with San Francisco. He wasn't happy with the organization. He had a bad relationship with the general manager. He didn't want to be there anymore. And
he didn't want to be a backup. He wanted to be a starter.
He didn't want to be a backup. He wanted to be a starter. That was then. That's what he said. And there was no reason for him to not be a starter in San Francisco, because
who was Blaine Gabbert?
Who was going to replace him? Was
Blaine Gabbert the starter? Is Blaine Gabbert the starter?
I mean, I don't even know what's going on out there right now, but he wanted to be a starter because he should have been a starter out there, okay?
He did lead them to the Super Bowl.
So he led them to a Super Bowl. He put up some really good numbers. We talked about some of his stats last week, how his numbers are better than Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, who Colin Kaepernick played in a Super Bowl.
Against, yeah.
And the issue here is you take this guy, and the conservatives are pissed because of the protests, and the liberals are pissed because he's not playing, right? You have people who don't know dick about football who are pissed that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. Right. And so you take a guy like me or even you, where we look at this and say, okay, by all accounts, Colin Kaepernick should have a job over Geno Smith. Colin Kaepernick should have a job.
That's a perfect. I mean,
right.
Geno Smith, who went to my alma mater. I love Geno.
He went to West Virginia.
Right.
But Geno Smith doesn't stand for anything. Right.
And
it's never, right. Hasn't led a team to a Super Bowl.
If my team is playing a game that they need to win and they say, okay, you got two choices, and you know, your starter is out, you need to have either Geno Smith or Colin Kaepernick in there for your team to win this game and get to a playoff spot. Colin Kaepernick is the answer. And again, I love Geno. I really hope he resuscitates his career because he's had.
Let me help you. I didn't go to West Virginia.
I know you didn't.
Let's say the Steelers are down to Geno Smith and Colin Kaepernick, and I need to win a game to get into the playoffs, right? I got a pretty good team. I need to get into the playoffs. And you say, all right, Ben Roethlisberger is hurt. Our backups are Geno Smith and Colin Kaepernick. We need to win this game to get in the playoffs.
Who do you want
to play?
I know what you're saying.
Colin Kaepernick.
Exactly.
I don't want Geno Smith anywhere near
I was
going
to say
football.
This. I was going to say the same thing.
Right. I know you were. I mean, like, you had too much emotion tied to it because Geno went to.
I like
to,
Geno.
West Virginia,
I do.
And I completely forgot about that aspect, actually, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
So for me, it's easy. It's Colin Kaepernick. And why? He's done it. Right? Exactly. He's done it. Right? He can run. He can throw. Now, listen. The combination, there's a certain, you got to balance it out. Can he read a defense? Listen.
But he's proven. Now people go to the,
you know, and we talked about this last week, and I'm sorry for rehashing it, but they talk about his stats last year. Oh, he only won one game last year, blah, 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 yada, yada. I don't know. He threw 11 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions, period. Over the course of 11 games. So.
All right. So
he didn't light it up, but I mean, like, listen, how many touchdowns, what was Jay Cutler's touchdown to interception ratio last year?
We talked about this last week because
it was brutal.
It was
now,
brutal.
Now Jay Cutler being
Adam Gaze's guy, and
I mean, and listen, there part of it is understanding who and what the NFL is. Now, if that upsets you, that the NFL is a good old boys network and it's nepotism and blah blah blah, and we have to deconstruct that. Shut the fuck up. Just stop. Right? Like, I mean, the NFL is what it is. The NFL is a bunch of high testosterone guys on the field, off the field, and that's what the sport is. Right?
Okay, now, but the business is very different, right? The business is all about protecting their brand, and they are ridiculous about that.
The business is the business, but it's still connected to you still – the business is the business, and the guys on the field, along with the guys – who coached the guys on the field, along with the guys who employed the guys who coached the guys on the field, right? So, like, so everybody, right, like, from your owners down to the players, it's a boys' network. It's a bunch of dudes, right? And that's how they operate, right? Now, if you want to sit here and tell me that, well, we can't have the NFL because it's testosterone-driven and it's all men and women need to be in it, and if you're not going to let women in it, we can't have it. Fuck you, I don't agree.
I wasn't saying that.
That's not to you. That's to whoever wants to bring me that argument. Women can be in football if they can hack it. But that's not real. It is real. Because there's women GMs, there's women executives, there's women who can coach.
Oh, okay.
There's women who know the sport. They're like, can they play it? No. Or if there's a woman out there who is fast enough and physically strong enough to do it, then fine. But I mean,
there's
like,
not.
That's, I mean, like, genetically, that's just something we haven't gotten to yet. But don't give me this whole thing that we can't have football because, it's a boys' network and you know, the boys don't listen to women and all that shit. Listen, the NFL is what it is. And because it is what it is, and this is where I'm getting at, this is where the thing with Colin Kaepernick gives a guy like me a lot of trouble because I am about free speech, but at the same time, you're not going to sit here and tell me that I have to force an owner to tell a coach that he's got to bring Colin Kaepernick on if they don't need him or they don't want him or they have a better solution to him, right? Like, Jay Cutler in Miami is a better solution than Colin Kaepernick because Jay Cutler knows the offense. Yeah, Jay Cutler is going to throw interceptions, but is Colin Kaepernick that much better of a quarterback than Jay Cutler? No. They're on the same plane, and if I don't have to waste time teaching Colin Kaepernick an offense that Jay Cutler knows, then I'm not going to do it, and I'm an NFL coach. I don't have time to dick around for socio-political issues. I need to win games to keep my job.
Totally fair. Completely fair. The argument that Colin Kaepernick is better than other backup quarterbacks in the league is completely legit, right?
It is 100% legit.
There are many backup quarterbacks in the league.
I would take Colin Kaepernick over Landry Jones any day of the week.
In Pittsburgh. That's your team.
Right. I'm a Steeler fan through and through, black and gold. Black and yellow. I will do it.
Please don't do that.
I will take the Steelers. I'm a diehard
Kaepernick over
fan.
Yeah.
But I would take.
I mean, look. Watched the game with you when Landry Jones had to come in, and you wanted to punch yourself in the face to avoid watching it.
Listen, I will always give him a fair chance, but he always gives me a reason to hate life.
All right, but I mean, so we'll see what happens. It is fair to say that Colin Kaepernick is not.
My prediction is that he probably ends up in either Baltimore or Indianapolis before it's all said and done, because those situations are so very tenuous, right? Joe Flacco has a back injury. Andrew Luck has a shoulder injury. So even though those guys are getting time off right now, they're not playing in the preseason, they're going to start the season. If you're the Ravens, you're thinking, all right, we're the Ravens. We're not really – we didn't make the playoffs last year. We're not used to that. The Ravens always think that they're a player away, whether they are or not.
And they've been pretty good for the last decade, right?
And they were pretty decent last year. They just they had enough guys who were off, right? Who, like, they just had enough trip ups to say, all right, you're not good enough to do it this year. But I could see where John Harbaugh goes back to the owner and says, listen, Joe Flacco may go down. We need somebody who, if he's down for four games, we need someone who can get
win
us
two, right?
Two.
Right.
And it's not going to be the kid that we signed from Liberty College. It's not going to be, I think, Ryan Mallett is our other backup.
Is he really?
Right. It's not going to be the kid from Arkansas who got banned because he was on meth, right? Like, we need someone who's actually been to a Super Bowl, who we've seen, who we know, and we can adjust to him, right? Everyone makes a big deal about Colin Kaepernick style. Well, he's a running quarterback. He runs. And you have to adjust your offense for that. So, okay.
Okay.
So you run the ball a lot with your running back. You hand it off, and then you do play action, and you roll him out. And adjusting your offense means that your offensive linemen, they just kind of turn a little bit more, right? You bring a fullback around. The guy with the ball does all the fucking adjusting. But either way.
I was saying, you're off on a tangent now. Let's bring
you're
it
off on a tangent, Jim. Go fuck yourself.
You're out of order. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle these nuts.
I don't want to handle these nuts. All right. Let's wrap it up real quick. I want to talk about Game of Thrones.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. Is Jamie dead?
Is Jamie dead?
This will come out after we know.
So
this is Saturday before the next episode.
So this is Saturday. Game of Thrones comes on tomorrow night. I think Jamie might be dead. No.
I think he's dead.
I think so he's dead. He should be dead, right?
He's this wearing show armor. Does not give quarter.
Right, they don't care. Right? They'll kill anybody.
They will kill anybody.
They killed Ned Stark. They killed Ned Stark.
When Ned Stark died, I literally was like, okay, the sword comes up.
There's no rules.
I was convinced Ned Stark was going to survive. The sword comes down. There's blood on it. And the episode ends. And I'm like,
There's no rules.
There was blood on the sword before it swung. I think Jaime's dead. I do. And I'm, you know, that's a great character. First of all, talk about a great character, because he was the most despicable son of a bitch in the show for like the first half of the first season. And then he was less despicable after he got his hand chopped off.
Well, you know what's funny? He actually wasn't, even to me. Like, I was like, your fucking sister. I mean,
yeah, well.
I don't know. And maybe that just goes to my moral character, but.
No, he was a bad guy. He was easy to hate.
Wasn't a fan, but I had a
couple. The most despicable head. All right.
But, I mean, and there are so many people. And I guess it's hard to look back because I am pretty sure that.
Khaleesi's brother was easy to hate.
God, but the way he died was so
awesome. That was great.
Bolton was.
But he didn't show up until later, though. What I'm talking about.
Right, but I don't care.
Ramsay Bolton was the most despicable person on that show.
Agreed. Ramsay Bolton made me uncomfortable. Like, he was so good at that character, and I don't know the
and
actor's
Joffrey,
name.
By the way, was also incredibly hateable,
which he was. But Ramsay Bolton was worse than Joffrey to me.
I agree,
right? Because I know a couple guys who probably could be Ramsay Bolton type guys, right? And it's just like, man, I really associate with some douchebag people. I need better friends.
But enough about your thoughts about me.
My thoughts, though.
I was throwing myself under the bus there. I was hoping you would interject and defend me, but
you don't have the gumption to be that bad. It's fine.
Way to defend me and insult me at the same time. Well done.
I'll do what I can. Because I love you. I do what I can. My job is to protect you. My job is to protect you, and that's what I do.
I don't feel particularly protected at the moment.
It's not about how you feel.
I agree. That Jamie Lannister was never as revolting as Joffrey or Ramsay Bolton. But at one point in the show, he was the most despicable character early on, season one.
Right, he was, you're right.
And then he became likable, and I hated liking him. That's the brilliance of that show, is your
perspectives. You know what I really couldn't get past was, like, him living after getting his hand cut off. Right, like, people lived, I'm sure, time frame reference, all that stuff is weird because the show, it's not real, it's fantasy. But I mean, like, it's just like, all right, like, it seems like
bleed out, getting his hand cut off,
just bleed out, infection, all that stuff. Like, I mean, science has come a long, long way. We know a lot, right? We take antibiotics now. Like, your hand got cut off, you traveled back, you didn't get the prosthetic until you got back to King's Landing. Like, what the fuck? How are you not dead? But whatever. All that being said,
that's not the biggest leap in the show.
I do think that he is dead now, although there's an I'm using logic, right? He was wearing armor. He's got that
one hand that weighs 100 pounds.
He's got one hand, and the other hand weighs a ton, like you said, and he's sinking to the bottom. So who's going to be able to jump in, save him, and bring him up from the bottom? I don't know. Unless the dragon reaches in, grabs him, and drops him on the shore, right? I don't know.
That is to be determined. I agree with you. I don't see it happening. I think he's gone. Wait.
And what's crazy, and I think he's gone, and I think with him being gone, that will set off Cersei.
Oh, no doubt.
And I, you know how I see this show ending? I can't stand her. I hate her. Right?
Like
Cersei is like a...
She's an awesome evil person.
She's like Taylor Swift grown up, right? So
you want to talk about that?
So, no, I don't.
Good.
We could. Nothing. You know what the worst part about it is that I actually could.
I'm.
Can you talk about it?
I can. I know the story.
We're not doing this. We're not.
Excellent.
Oh, wait, are you talking about her not being a defendant anymore?
I'm talking about the whole thing. My ex-girlfriend Taylor Swift. So I have been brought up to date, kept up to date with the whole lawsuit.
Right,
there.
Well, I mean, the crazy thing is that you were brought up to date. I actually read it. But Cersei,
I read it because it was
Cersei is a grown-up, mean Taylor Swift, right?
Yes.
I can see where all this ends with her on top.
I don't think that's what will happen.
I can, like, because people are thinking, oh, it's going to end with...
Daenerys and
Jon Snow married, ruling the Iron Throne.
Well, what I've heard is that Jon Snow is actually Daenerys' half-brother.
I've been hearing that for a long time, for years, right? Like, for probably, like, 3 years now, maybe more.
And I don't know that that's wrong. It's kind of weird because we're outside of the... I can't believe we're talking about Game of Thrones this long. But it's...
What do you mean? I could talk...
You do a good job with that.
Listen, by the way, that episode last week,
yes,
50 minutes of heart pounding, sweaty palms, edge of the seat. Like, I was watching it on my couch. Like, I was just, you know, first time in a long time I've been able to like watch it, like
as it was coming,
as
on,
it was coming on, right? And I'm sitting on the edge of my couch, just like. Hands around my cheeks, and I'm like, "What are you? This is the dragons are an unfair advantage."
Flag, battle interference, dragon, 15 yards. No, it didn't work that way.
15 yards is not enough.
15 yards was definitely not enough. Funny thing is, we recorded that day before the show came on, and I,
and the show had been good to that point. Like every show, they had made a point to have. Something dramatic happened. But this show, it seemed like it was just
boom, next level. Yeah.
Boom. Boom. And you could feel it. And then she comes through on the dragons, bro.
You said, like, enough of the whole, let's not stop thinking, let's start doing.
Yeah.
And the most powerful thing to me was Tywin, the imp, seeing his brother Jaime on the battlefield and just saying to him, like, he says, flee, you idiot. Like, you're going to lose. Get the fuck out of here. And Jaime Lannister takes his shot at the title. Doesn't go well. I think it ends in his death. And we'll find out. We'll find out tomorrow. You'll hear this after it's over.
I'm pretty sure you're right. I don't think that they, like.
I mean, how do you rescue that? Especially in that show. That show does not do the miracle. Right. The miracle rescue. All right. I want to wrap this up, but we talked a bit about the other event that's coming up. It's coming up in 2 weeks from today. Conor McGregor fights Floyd Mayweather.
Yep.
Now, you talked about going to Vegas for that. Now, you're not going to be
able
to.
Yeah, there was too much.
I wish you did so I could do my protest and you couldn't prop my eyes open clockwork orange style.
You still don't get this.
I'll watch it. I know.
No. You still. I was trying to plan it so we would both be in Vegas.
Oh, we're going to Vegas again.
No,
we're not.
Because it wasn't going to work out. But I was,
not
I was
this week. Let's do this again, though. Vegas was awesome. And this time I know to hydrate better.
Sure, that's what we'll blame it on. You weren't hydrated.
That was part of it.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, you know what? Okay. I was trying to be nice. Fuck you again.
What do you mean you were trying to be nice?
To myself.
Okay. I don't know. I was trying to do the thing in Vegas, but it's not going to work out. Either way, Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, fight coming up 2 weeks from today. You said you have a change in your prediction.
So I previously predicted a 12-round unanimous decision for Floyd Mayweather, in a snooze of a fight. And the more I've thought about it, I'm changing my mind.
Okay.
I think it will end in a knockout. I think Floyd Mayweather will knock out Conor McGregor, probably in the fifth or sixth round. Look, I'm not rooting for that.
What are you basing it on?
I think Mayweather has not knocked out a lot of guys because he hasn't had to, because he hasn't had the desire to, and because he's fought guys who didn't leave him opportunities for huge shots. I think McGregor he's going to try to brawl. He's going to leave himself open for some big shots to be landed. And when Mayweather fought Victor Ortiz. Victor Ortiz was a big, strong fighter. Mm-hmm. He was stupid. He dropped his hands at a dumb moment and got tattooed and was done. And I can see McGregor getting caught in a similar situation where he gets, I'm not saying he's going to drop his hands, but I think he will leave himself open defensively, get tattooed with shot, and
I'm going to throw this out here.
All right.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it's what you're saying. There's a probability.
By the way, it's not what I want to happen. I'm just predicting it.
Why would you? We won't even go down that. We'll talk about it later. But McGregor is a UFC fighter. He's not a boxer. I'm not exactly convinced that his hands are going to be high enough to begin with. Right?
He's not a defensive boxer. He's a great mixed martial arts fighter.
Right.
But he's not a boxing defensive fighter. And so the question is,
he's going to come out. If his hands are at his chin, this fight is over. If he comes out in round one and the top of his gloves is at his chin and he thinks his hands are up, he's going to leave openings. He may be out in the second round.
Did you ever see you know who Ray Mercer is? All right. Do you remember when Ray Mercer fought a mixed martial arts fight? And a mixed martial arts fighter tried to box with Ray Mercer, and that fight lasted 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Ray Mercer, if you don't know this, he was an Olympic boxer, and I want to say 88. And he was a heavyweight with just thunderous hands. And he fought one MMA fight, and the guy tried to square up with him, and boom, tagged over. So,
so if you're thinking about that from a strategy standpoint, why would you do that?
You don't. And then fast forward 10 years.
So now,
when James Toney fought, I want to say Cormier, but that's probably wrong. James Toney had a mixed martial arts fight, fought in a mixed martial arts fight against, who was the guy who was in the Stallone movies? Was it Cormier? He fought in the Expendables. There was a mixed martial arts guy who fought in those movies. James Lights Out Tony fought this guy in a fight, and it was literally James Tony, who was a bad motherfucker as a fighter, as a boxer, tried to fight a mixed martial arts fight, got taken to the ground, and literally it went exactly as you would have predicted. He got taken to the ground. I went out. I was living in Raleigh, North Carolina at the time, and me and my buddy went out to see it, and Tony got taken to the ground, got
Randy Couture.
Randy Couture. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Randy Couture, Cormier. Fuck. Anyway,
well, and
he got taken to the ground, got choked out, and it was just, once he got behind him, once he took his back, it was over. So in a mixed martial arts fight, it would be a different thing. In a boxing match, I think McGregor is so far out of his league. And while Floyd is not a knockout artist. All right,
here's the deal, Jim.
Yes.
There's no more whiskey.
We are out of whiskey. The Cleveland whiskey is gone.
But
we should wrap this up. Go ahead. So there's my new prediction is knockout Mayweather.
The real thing is, what are we going to do for the fight?
You know what? Let's talk about that next week on the show. Because it'll be 1 week away next time we talk.
A very good friend of mine is coming into town, and her family and another good friend of mine, they're going to the Indians game, and they're like, hey, we want you to go to the Indians game. I'm like, that sounds great.
That sounds awesome.
Actually, their family is great. It actually will, I'm sure, be a good time, but I'm not missing this fight.
You're certainly not dragging me into it and ducking out yourself. That ain't happening.
Wait, what?
You're not. You've told me that I'm not allowed to duck this fight. I wanted to protest.
Oh no!
You said you're not doing that. Well, we can fight that out. But no. You're not
fight. What?
You and I can fight about whether I can duck it or not. You're not skipping the fight and making me watch it or pay for it. No, we'll watch the fight. So it's an event.
This is my thought.
All right.
My thought is, we do it local. Whether we do it at your house or my house, either your house or my house, we can figure.
You know what? I don't want to go to a public bar and pay the cover and try to cram myself.
Not even that. It's just,
so I agree. Your place or mine? I agree.
My concern is the tough guy tension.
It'll be there. Oh, it'll be brutal. We talked in the past about me going to the De La Hoya Mayweather fight, which was there. The fight was such a snooze fest.
The tough guy tension in these sort of situations, especially if something explosive happens, Floyd knocks out McGregor or McGregor knocks out Floyd and happens early. Right, like the I told you it was gonna happen.
If that happens, we do the Mario Lemieux thing, which means nothing to you. But you know who Mario Lemieux is, right? Pittsburgh Penguins superstar.
I'm aware.
He said whatever shit got bad, he grabbed a friend of his and they acted like they were fighting and just talked about like what's going on in your life. If we end up in that situation, you and I just like grab each other like, hey, Steve, what do you think about nachos?
No, I just leave.
What are you going to do that on our way out the door?
I just leave. And if anyone throws a punch at me,
I hope they get thrown
out of a window.
I hope you have my back is what I'm going for. I was hoping to fake fight with you.
I don't need a fake fight. I just leave.
I want out.
or if I'm annoyed enough, I just decide that, you know what? I need to work out some aggression. So I do.
Moving on. So we avoid that scene. We have it at your place or mine. $100, $10 a head.
Did you say $100?
$100 for what?
It's like I don't know enough black people to make that.
$100 blacks. I didn't say $100 blacks.
It's rude.
That would have been rude if I had said that. I did not. I said $100.
Kidding.
For the
Come on.
Pay per view.
Yeah. I don't. I haven't even actually looked at the cost.
It's $100. It's $99.99. Yeah. $100.
You know me. I'll spend money on stupid shit. Right, like I mean, I will spend $200 on a bottle of booze. I will absolutely do it. But the idea of spending $100 on this fight, as much as I say we have to watch it, like,
thank you for joining my cause.
Nah, all right, bro, I don't know if I've joined your cause. Right,
we need to figure this out by next week, though.
You know what we'll do? I'll get my neighbor behind me to get it, and then we'll figure out a way to just hijack his cable.
I love that plan. I love that plan.
Run a cord from his house.
I love that plan.
For one night. Take it back to the hood. Take it back to the good old days.
All right, man. All right. We're going to shut this down.
Shut it down.
At whiskey.com. Ask Whiskey Congress.
Whiskey Congress.
On everything for Whiskey. All right, we're out. Thanks
we drank
a lot.
Too much. Enjoy Damn it.
We ruined
it.
Time. We
Sorry.
Thanks a lot. We're out. Bye.
Whiskey Congress.